the silent herald of life and death, success or failure, the unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.
Just like clockwork. On the hour. Every hour.
Lights out, C-Block. That goes for all of you. Including you, Riley.
I'll go jump in a lake.
You want me to take you to see the warden, Riley? Spend the night in solitary? Maybe a whole lot of nights.
One of these times I'm gonna...
He's only doing his job, old man.
Shut up, Lorimer.
By all means.
That's all I can say. You want to see the warden. They love that. Love it. You hear what I'm saying, Lorimer?
I hear. Do you want him to?
At least he don't come back down the cell for another hour. You, I got a stomach the whole time.
Ditto.
Are you say?
How many years have you still got to go, Riley?
15.
You'll never make it. You'll run amok, berserk, crazy.
You won't, I suppose.
You know, Tobruk wasn't unlike this. There was no way out of that prison, either.
Tobruk?
There weren't any Americans there. Different war.
What's that for?
Every day in Tobruk, I kept thinking I'd see a file of Yanks all singing over there. But no, no. You never even heard of the place, did you?
Where is it, if it's any place at all?
Africa.
You trying to make out there weren't no Yanks in Africa?
Easy, old man, easy. Remember those 15 years?
Oh, shut up.
Good night, Riley.
Night. Hey, you sleepy?
My dear Riley, why talk? Conversation is an art. But with you, you just make noises.
One more crack like that, you fancy talking. Oh, what's the use?
During the time that we've shared this cell, my dear Riley, you have attempted something of the sort of thing you have in mind on at least 3 occasions. With, I might add, disastrous results. Now do go to sleep, there's a good fellow.
Yeah. Anyhow, you ain't that smart, you wouldn't be here.
Sleep. Remember?
You know what I hate most about you, Lorimer?
I just can't imagine.
You're like a fish. Nothing touches you, phases you.
I don't think fish would enjoy hearing you say that. Fish, my dear Riley, run a whole gamut of emotions. It's what I said earlier about conversation, old man. Don't you see that?
See what?
You merely explode. Keep going off like a firecracker. And unfortunately, almost everything you say is wrong.
Oh, for Pete's sake, I've listened to you for 18 months now. I'm going to ask the warden for another cell.
Good man. Jolly good idea.
You've been trying to get me out of this cell, ain't you?
Do you mean to say it's taken 18 months for that to sink in? Amazing.
This Tobruk joint. Tough jail?
Mm-hmm. Very.
How'd you get out?
We broke out.
A break, huh?
Of a kind.
Eh. That's why you want me out of here, huh? You're planning a break here on your own. You don't want me along. Listen, Lorimer, I know the state of Ohio like the back of my hand. You'd be lost out there, picked up real fast, but with Riley along... Now, come on, give. When's it for? I won't beat a word. You're not such a bad guy, Lorimer, for a Britisher, that is. Come on. I know you've been figuring out the how to bust out. Now, give. Come on.
Night, Riley.
I'm sticking real close to you from here on, Lorimer. I'll be like a shadow. I ain't asking to be moved out. No, sir. And when the time comes, Riley is going to be right along with you.
I get out every night.
What?
As soon as I'm asleep. It's remarkable. You see, it means that I'm cutting my sentence by about one-third. Every night, I go home.
Oh, give me that line of baloney.
Oh, but it's true. Every night. Medmenham in the spring. County of Buckinghamshire. Twilight evenings in the Thames Valley, shrouded in mist. Every night.
You mean you ain't busting out?
I wish I could make it clear to you, old man. I like it here.
You like it?
It's the only thing I hadn't done.
What is?
Go to prison. And firsts are becoming awfully important to me, Riley. There aren't that many left.
You mean you've done everything you want to do?
Everything but sleep.
Night. I got an idea, Larimer. You busted out of an African jail, didn't you? You said so.
Please, old man. Tobruk wasn't the kind of jail you're thinking of.
That makes it even better.
Well, for the life of me, I can't see how.
First times. You ain't never busted out of a jail before, have you?
No, I do believe you have a point there, Riley.
Think about it, huh?
Yes, I will.
You think we could pull it off?
If I decide to get out of here, we'll pull it off all right. As easily as I got in.
And you'll take me with you?
Now, look, I've an overdue appointment in Buckinghamshire, Riley. Good night.
What's he gonna do it against and build his wife a rockery?
You get out of line just once more, Riley. And go for a bread and water diet. You got that?
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, sir.
You got any sense, Dorma? You'll see that your cellmate behaves from here on. Or I might just take you both to see the warden. Okay, you guys. Stick with it, huh? Come on, Robert. You can do better than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't think I'm going to kill that guy, Yancey.
You cause any more trouble, Riley, and you won't live that long.
You trying to scare me?
Remember what we were talking about last night?
Sure I do, but...
I've been thinking about it.
Well, keep at it, boy. Digging, I mean. Yancey's watching us like a snake.
One more mistake like that, and I won't be taking you with me, Riley.
Hey, you mean we're busting out? We're...
Keep your voice down and keep digging. Busting is not the word I had in mind, Riley. They are leaving.
Yeah, but how?
Later. Hot. I shan't be sorry to part company with this mountainside.
When?
Soon.
How? Dig.
All right, my first man. Far enough for the water car. I'll get him in the line.
That's my luck.
Him or the water cart.
All right, 10 minutes water break. Drop your picks. In line there. Hey, you Larimer, in line, I said.
Fat jerk.
Okay, let's go. Mounts at arm's length while I'll pass the water cart. One mouthful each man, McPherson.
No, I envy, Ensign.
Why?
All right, don't push him there. Don't get your share.
We do this every day at exactly the same time. And Jensen always treats it as a first.
Yeah, he likes giving orders, that's all.
That's too bad, Peterson. Now, first, don't haul that water all the way up here if you spin it. You wait this afternoon now.
Save a little, Riley, in the bottom of your mug.
Give me one good reason.
For Peterson.
You want a drink or not, Riley? Okay, that's enough, McPherson.
Hey, that's only half a cup for Jensen.
Maybe you'll think twice about being cocky next time, Riley.
Why?
Riley, shut up. He doesn't mean anything, Mr. Jensen. It's the heat got us all on edge.
Lorimer right in what he says, Riley?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sorry what?
Sorry, sir.
Okay, get back in line. Lorimer's not my person. Okay, that's enough. You play your cards the right way, Lorimer. I might recommend to the warden he gets you off this rock pile. Just see that Riley don't start nothing.
Hey, Lorimer,
all
I
right.
Lights out, C block. Happy dreams.
Some sense of, he said quiet.
See you all on the rock pile tomorrow. To say tonight, Riley? Maybe you're getting some sense, huh? Oh, you be a good boy out there tomorrow. You might get to drink a whole mug of water. But one peep out of you and you'll fry before you get near that water cart.
He's after your blood, Riley.
One mistake with a pick and he wouldn't worry anyone no more. Hey, why'd you give that water to Peterson?
Obvious, surely. Peterson was close to cracking up. If he'd started anything up on that mountainside, we'd all be in trouble.
Okay, I get it. I'll let Jansen ride me all he wants.
It won't be for long.
Can I let him have it before we go?
You'll obey orders, Riley.
How are we going to do it?
One guard, Jensen. Transport in the shape of a water cart. It's a mile back to the jail, and Jensen, if we let him live, would have to make that on foot. 2 miles to Pentonville, and a stolen car. You follow, Riley?
Yeah, but what about the others? The rest of the rock pile gang?
To make our own getaway certain, my dear fellow, we encourage them all to run for it. 20 men on foot, and the 2 of us on the water cart. Heave that water tank off once it's empty, and we can be in Pentonville before the warden hears of the break.
It seems too simple.
Jail breaks invariably fail because they're complicated, Riley.
Okay. When do we pull it?
Today I realized what a tremendously deep-seated aversion I have to pick and shovel work. I think we'll make it tomorrow, Riley.
My person's coming with a water cart, Lorimer.
How do you feel, Riley?
Feel? How do you mean?
Feel, you dunderhead, feel. Can't you feel your nerves tingling? The excitement of something you haven't tried before?
Yeah, sure. Sure thing, Lorimer.
Far enough, McPherson. Yeah. All right, pitch down.
No killing, Riley.
Not even Jensen?
Not even Jensen.
How about McPherson? He's a rat. Running to the warden every time he gets half a chance to spell on his own kind. That's how he got the job.
Okay, make it snappy now. Let's go, let's go. Okay, yeah. You guys want the water issue or not? Get that line, will you?
No one gets killed, Riley. No one. We've got a better chance of getting clear if we'd only want it for a jailbreak. Murder someone, your FBI will join the chase.
Stop pouring, McPherson.
Wait till McPherson gets over the tap, Riley. Then take him. Leave Jensen to me.
Well, but I ain't laughing, boy. Big tough guy, right? Hey, now, wait a minute, McPherson. Not so fast.
I'm not making any trouble, Mr. Jensen.
Hey, that's your long termers. I got Riley tamed, but good. Just how came I here, Riley? Just how bad do you want that water, huh? Come on, boy, tell me.
Hold your cup out, Riley.
I said no.
Mr. Jensen.
Chopper armor. Pretty hot, huh? Warm up on these here rocks. Gives a man a mighty thirst, eh, Riley?
I want that water, Jensen.
Riley?
Then let's see you ask for it real pretty, eh, Riley? Like down on your knees and begging.
Do as he says, Riley.
Go down on my knees to that creep.
Get back in the line, you men.
Get me personal armor.
What's the idea? Ah! Give me that gun, Jensen. Give it
to me. All right. Keep back, all of you.
I didn't mean to kill him, Lorimer. We were fighting for the gun.
Crazy fool. I told you no killing. Come on. Help me get this water tank off the cart.
Don't worry. Are you trying anything?
It's just these two. When the warden finds out,
he... Who's trying, McPherson? You? You?
Me? Not me, Riley. No.
Come on, Lorimer, let's go. Let's go.
You stupid fool.
Get this crop moving before I let you have it. Now, come on.
Up there. Hey.
Let's go, guys. Run for it. Come on, run. You're free. Free.
Hey.
Can't you get this bronc to move any faster, Lorimer?
We'll never move fast enough now, Riley. Shooting a prison guard is rather like shooting a policeman. You're on the run from then on. They'll never let up on us now.
You saw what he tried to make me do. Wanted me to get down on my knees and beg.
But not McPherson.
You want maybe I should use this shotgun on you?
Riley!
Just shut up. Now shut up. Get up there. Come on, now.
Get on, you lame brain, spine, four-legged fool.
Shoot the horse, Riley. It'll be simpler in the long run. They'll catch up with us a lot faster.
Lorimer, just keep your mouth shut, you hear me? Keep it shut from here on into Pennantville, or I'll let you have it for sure.
Pull up, Lorimer. Let's leave the cart here.
Pull there!
Whee! Hey, now look across the street. That gal. Ain't she a honey?
I'm looking at the car.
Me too. She's left the keys in it. Come on. Yeah. Yeah. Great, Lorimer, great. Broad daylight and not a cop in sight. Now, come on.
Hey, pretty place, Pentonville.
Yeah. Now, you drive and I'll... Hey, that dame's coming back. She's seen us, Lorimer. So is that cop.
Ain't too bad.
Come on. Get going. Straight out of town. Main highway, Lorimer. Fast, man, fast.
Hey, Riley, you all right?
Don't worry about me, Lorimer. Keep driving. Just keep driving. Just around the next bend, Lorimer. You'll see the shack.
We've got to get you a doctor.
No. That way they'll be on to us right away. Okay, right here. Yeah. Ain't no one gonna find us here.
Yeah. Help me out, will you?
All right. Yeah, we can hide out here for a couple of weeks and then move on. Ain't no one in the whole of Ohio knows about this shack but me. Yeah. Safe as they come here, Lorimer. Safe as... As they come.
Better not talk, Riley. Now lean on me. That better?
Yeah.
Nellie's up.
Just let me get inside and lie down. You gotta get the bullet out, Lorimer. You got to.
It's all right, Riley. It's all right.
That you, Lorimer?
Who else?
How long we been holed up here?
Over a week now.
And you stayed with me? You didn't have to. Why didn't you take a powder?
Quiet.
No one been near?
No one. Now, stop talking. Relax.
Yeah, must have been asleep.
You got the bullet out? you developed a fever.
Hey, thanks, pal. Thanks for everything.
Now, we've got to make a move, Riley. Just as soon as you feel able to. You've been here too long as it is, for my liking.
Yeah. Hey, you hear that?
Dog somewhere. I've been hearing it all morning.
A dog? A hound? They're after us, Larma.
You feel up to trying to make the car?
Sure. Now, give me a hand.
You're pretty weak, Riley.
No, you go, Larma. I can't make it.
If I'd been going to leave you, Riley, I could have done that a week ago. You've been unconscious for so long, I thought you'd never come round.
Yeah, take the car. Get out of this. We need a gun, and I'll hold him off long enough to let you get away. Well, what are you waiting for? You got something to laugh at?
You.
Why?
I wish Jensen and the rest of them could see you now. Riley, the toughest con in the Ohio State Penitentiary. Being noble.
Noble?
What a first you choked up. I take back what I said back there in the prison, Riley. You're a remarkable conversationalist. Remarkable.
Hey, there's the car. They must be in that shack. We got them, men. We got them.
I can't help thinking of the Thames Valley.
Are you nuts or something?
Neither of us is going to make it, Riley.
No, I guess not. Hey, you were right about one thing. I would never get to finish that 15 years.
I used to play in a shed like this one when I was a boy.
Yeah. Well, you can play some more. With a shotgun this time.
I'll never forget the first grouse I shot. Tremendous thrill.
We know you're in there, Riley. You haven't got a chance. Whether we have to come in for you, or you're coming out.
Well, Riley?
They're going to take us anyway. Why not make it hard for them? Take some of them with us.
A pleasure.
Hey, Larma. Are you afraid of dying? I mean, now? Like this?
Me? Not at all. At this moment, I've got that feeling again. You know, butterflies.
Yeah, maybe you've got an ulcer.
No, Riley. That first time feeling again. The most exciting first of all. Dying.
Time's up, Riley. You got 10 seconds to come out. Both of you. After that, we start firing.
Okay. Let them come.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So long, Riley.
Silent herald of life and death, success or failure, the unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.